4 through 8th graders had a variety of questions, from what kind of food astronauts eat to activities they conduct in space to communication challenges they face. It's considered an extremely rare and once-in-a-lifetime chance to be part of a live space chat. The students were part of an 11-minute question-and-answer session with U.S. astronaut Timothy Kopra through an amateur radio link.
My name is Jada. What types of partnerships have you formed with people in other nations as a result of your NASA work? Over.
We know it's a great question because it is all about our partnerships here. And so I've spent over the last 2 years probably half my time in Russia learning how to fly the Soyuz spacecraft, but I've also spent time in Japan.
The National Urban Alliance for Effective Education submitted a grant proposal on behalf of the Harvey Austin School. Lisa Nesbitt is with the organization and traveled to Buffalo to appear at the Live Space Link.
I know that their mission statement encompasses science, technology, engineering, arts, and math, and they want to make sure that students are prepared and successful for the future. They also instill a sense of respect and responsibility at their school.
Harvey Austin students have been engaging in STEM curriculum, learning about NASA research, planets, the space station, and amateur radio. The Lancaster Amateur Radio Club assisted students in their chat. Teacher Clayton Peterson says students prepared for their session the last couple of months in the classroom.
And I got surprised that we had so many fourth, fifth, and sixth graders that really were in seventh grader that were really so interested in it, and that's what we went with. We went with the kids who were really interested and could focus on the questions and help us do what we wanted to do today.
I think it was cool because I can't believe that we were talking to real astronauts.
It was cool. I liked it a lot.
I never thought that I would have a chance to talk to an astronaut, but now, like, I'm super excited because I actually got to talk to one on the radio, and it was cool.
Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.
Over.